A state board rejects a prisoner's request for freedom, a leadership change is coming at Oklahoma State University, and a proposal to change prison oversight. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, February 5th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The State Pardon and Parole Board voted today to deny clemency for death row inmate Wendell Grissom. KGOU's Logan Layden reports that means Oklahoma's first execution of 2025 is set for March 20th.
56-year-old Grissom was convicted in the 2005 murder of Amber Matthews during a home invasion in Blaine County, shooting the victim twice in the head. Grissom's attorneys have said Grissom has brain damage, though he has admitted to the murder. The State Pardon and Parole Board wasn't convinced. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond commended the board in a press release, saying, quote, Amber died at the hands of a cruel and evil man, and that his fate is now sealed. Grissom is scheduled to be executed by lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary next month. Only Governor Kevin Stitt could stop the execution now. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
Oklahoma State University President Casey Schrum has resigned. OSU's Board of Regents says it has accepted her resignation, which took effect on Monday. In a statement, the board expressed its deepest gratitude for her dedicated leadership, unwavering commitment to students, and significant contributions to the OSU system. Schrum became the first woman to lead one of Oklahoma's two research universities when she succeeded Burns Hargis in July of 2021. The board will begin the process of identifying the next leader for Oklahoma State University. A state House committee has passed a bill to allow lawmakers to do surprise prison inspections. Sam Moore with The Freelancer reports.
Longtime Corrections Department critic, Republican Representative Justin Humphrey of Lane, believes legislators can't get a real picture of prison conditions when the department knows they are coming.
You get the golden tour. It's not the real tour. You don't get to see reality.
When the bill next goes to an oversight committee, Humphrey promised to amend it to instead of giving lawmakers surprise access, it would move the prison's inspector general from the corrections department to the Board of Corrections to be more independent. I'm Sam Moore at The Freelancer for KGOU.
The Oklahoma legislature is considering a measure that would require more state oversight for renewable energy facilities. Grayson Wheeler reports the bill has passed its first legislative hurdle, gaining unanimous approval from the House Utilities Committee.
The bill requires new solar and wind energy generation projects to apply for a permit through the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, similar to the one required for new oil and gas projects. O'Keen Republican Mike Dobrinsky authored House Bill 2155. He says the permitting process isn't meant to be restrictive.
It's not designed to keep any of these new projects from coming. It simply allows notification and public knowledge of them, we hope in a quicker fashion, just so that everybody knows what's going on in their neighborhoods, in their counties.
An earlier version of the measure would have put the same regulations on transmission line projects, but Dobrinsky took that out with the committee's approval. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The bill can now go before the House Committee for Energy and Natural Resources Oversight before advancing to the full floor. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.